Let's pray. Father in heaven, for Jesus' name, in Jesus' sake, we come to you and ask that you would breathe on us, that we might be filled with your Holy Spirit and be led by your living word. I ask, Lord, that the words that will be on my lips and the meditation that is in my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Speak, Lord. Your servants are ready to listen. Amen. There are two levels to that story that I told you this morning in the gospel. The first level, we see Jesus as the stiller of the storm. He came and he stilled the storm. And he was there just like he said he would be there. He was the one who had the power and he called on his followers. The second level, and one that I'm going to talk about today, is the one where he tells his people to be bold, to be willing to step out of the boat, be willing to get your feet wet, as it is, in order to do what he wants us to do. When we think about that, and we think about Jesus as actually the giver of everything we have anyway, we think about the fact that we need to take a chance. Think with me on the whole episode of Peter in this trip out upon the water. Think with me how he is willing to risk all to get his feet wet, to walk with his master. We hear the gospel story in the disciples that have been commanded by Jesus to take a boat, and they're supposed to go out to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Well, Jesus stays behind and dismisses the crowd, and then he does something that's very important. He takes time and prays. And after he's done, by evening, he was alone praying, and the disciples were far from the shore, and a storm came up, and the little ship was battered. It wasn't a three-hour cruise, but it was being tossed about pretty well. And they struggled, but you know what? They were winning against that struggle. They hadn't drowned, and they were actually moving the boat the direction it was supposed to be going instead of the way the wind wanted. And so we could say they were successful up to that point. And near dawn, they see what they think is an apparition coming at them walking on the water. Now, in the middle of the night, gloomy storm, somebody walking on the water, they thought it was a ghost. Makes sense to me, I guess. I don't believe in ghosts, and I know they didn't either, but they saw something, and they were terrified, quite naturally, given the circumstances. And I'm going to ask if you would flip. Jesus knew exactly what was going on. He responded. He said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answers first by saying, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you, to come on the water." And Jesus answers one word, "Come." Labatha. Same word he used when he called Lazarus forth from the grave. Come. That's all he said. And from that one simple word, Peter climbs over the edge, gets out into the water, and starts going. All he needed was one word from our Lord, and he knew everything was safe. Everything's going to be fine. Think about it for a minute. How simple the call of Jesus is. That's the way it is for us, too. If we would think back a little while ago, several years ago, WWJD was everywhere. How do we know what we are supposed to do? And this, the youth had on necklaces, bracelets, T-shirts, sweatshirts, all kinds of things. And I'm sure most of you remember this WWJD. As a matter of fact, it's good. I still use it today. When I come upon a situation and I'm not sure what to do, I think to myself, what would Jesus do? And that's what we need to remember. When Jesus calls us as adults and as youth, we need to remember that all we need to do is to do what Jesus would do. And the story of Peter walking on the water toward Jesus, telling him to do the same thing. He said, "Come." It shows what can happen when we respond to the call of Jesus. It shows how we can triumph over the forces of chaos and meaninglessness. It shows us how, when we take a chance on the word of Jesus, his power lifts us up and allows us to weather the storm of life. And let us start anew. Think about it. Peter did not need to get out of the boat. He could have stayed there like the 11 others did. He did not need to venture forth on the stormy waters. He could have simply stayed there. When Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, it is I," he could have said, "Oh, good." But he didn't. He wanted to do more. He wanted to be like Jesus. And that's not so bad when you think about it. Right now we're studying a book. And the book is by John Ortberg. It's called, "If You Want to Walk on Water, You Got to Get Out of the Boat." And during the lesson this week, we're talking about the call of Jesus and how to know if the call is there or not. And what does God want us to do? Do we need to get out of the boat? We learn that we need to listen to our Lord and hear what he is telling us to do. It does not mean getting out of a boat to some people, but it should. Your comfort zone is too comfortable sometimes. We need to learn to take steps in faith. We need to learn to hear Jesus. When he says, "Come," we need to go. You know, faith is quantitative, not qualitative. So if you think about that, and you know that Jesus is calling us to do something, it seems to me like a valid question. How do you know when Jesus calls? Wouldn't it be nice if somehow or other he'd call you on the cell phone? "Hi, this is Jesus." I think that would personally make me very happy. Maybe not. Maybe it'd make me a little afraid. If I think about being able to talk to the Lord and the Lord talking to me, that's the question that we need to ask. How do I know that it's God calling anyway? What can I do to make for sure that it is from Jesus? And so you need to remember that God has given you all special gifts. You learned that last week. And those gifts are what God wants you to use. And when you're using the gifts that he gives you to his glory, you're doing what he wants you to do. One of the best ways I find to ascertain if a message is true is I need to ask these questions. Is it scripturally sound? Does it need to be on my heart? Does it further the kingdom of God here on earth? Sometimes when he asks me to do things, it makes me feel uncomfortable, but that's okay. I need to get out of my comfort zone sometimes. And one of the best ways I've found to ascertain if the call is from Jesus is by talking with my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I need to know that there's a firm fellow believer in Christ who I can talk to. That will give me courage. And here is courage indeed. Courage to venture forth, to do what the Lord would have us do. The courage to risk, to take the steps that really don't need to be taken, but we want to take them. And we need to remember who's in charge. What is the meaning of Jesus walking on the water? The meaning is that he wants us to do things that are greater than what we think we can do. We can give a choice. We can take a choice, and we can stay in a situation despite the burdens and dangers, or we can do something about that. We can venture out and do something new and unknown. We can go where apparently there's no safety net sometimes, and we want to stay where they are. You know, that's the problem. We're too happy sometimes. We're too satisfied with the way things are, and we don't want to change because change is not good. Thus, women will stay in a home where they and their children are being abused rather than walk out and try to find a new life. Thus it is that men and women will work for years in a job that slowly destroys their health and their happiness rather than risk trying a new job, going back to school, or doing something unique. Thus it is that teenagers will not speak to someone who they are attracted to because they are afraid of botching it. They are afraid of being laughed at. And most important, they're afraid of being rejected. Thus it is that people who have had dreams of going somewhere and doing something don't. They just stay in their little comfort zone, in their boat, and they wither, and their dreams die. What have we been afraid to do? What have we postponed because we dreaded the possible consequence? What have we avoided because we do not know what to say to them? Where have we refused to go because we feared what might happen there in that new place? What goal have we hid because we knew that we were inadequate to do it? What dream have we let wither and die? Sometimes we need to get out of the boat. We need to say to the Lord, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you. Let me get my feet wet." Now, I'm not saying here today that I want you to go out and do something wild, the first thing that comes along and saying, "Oh, good, I'm following the Lord." I don't want you to do that. I want you to always take a look and say, who is it that is calling you? And is it using your gift? And does it stay scripturally sound? And can you do it with joy? Can you further the kingdom of God? If you can see all of those things, then you need to step out of the boat. Peter took a risk, though he did not need to, in the absolute sense of the word need. He got out of the boat, and upon the bidding of the Lord, he walked on the water. Got his feet wet. And he did well. His faith held him up, and the power of Christ held him up. And he continued to do well until he forgot that what he was doing he couldn't do. He saw and heard the wind and the waves, and he was afraid, and he thought he had failed. And so he started to sink. He did not stay focused on his goal, to trust that God will see him through, despite what was happening all around him. And when Peter is overcome by fear and he starts to walk according to his feelings instead of his faith, he starts to sink. But he doesn't fail. Our story shows that. Peter starts to sink, but as he sinks, he remembers where his help comes from. And he says, Lord, save me. That's what we need to do sometimes. Lord, save me. We need to know that if we don't do exactly like we thought it would work, that God will still be there, that God will catch us, that God will save us. And that's what the Lord does when we risk as well. It is what he does when he bids us to come over the dangerous waters. When we get out, when we step out, when we take a risk to come closer to God and then falter, we think the hand of Jesus reaches out, grabs a hold of us, and holds us and makes us safe. Jesus says to Peter after reaching out to him, and I believe he said it quietly, he said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? When we take a risk for the Lord, when we dare to do what is right, when we decide to go an extra mile, a mile that we don't really need to in the sense of need, but we know that Jesus tells us to, we hear his call, and his call is simple. Come. We don't need to doubt the outcome. We don't need to fear adversity. We don't need to encounter other things that will stop us because we stay focused on Jesus. When we do that and we keep focused on Jesus to look to us, we know where our help comes from. And where does our help come from? From God. You see, God is in control of us. And we need to be like Peter, who stepped out of the boat, walked on the water, did what Jesus said, come. And we really ought to step out more. We need to remember that everything we do is for our Lord. And when we do, when we come, marvelous things happen. When we discover new things about ourselves and our world, we can risk it because we have a powerful Lord that is watching over us. We can trust because we have a forgiving God caring for us. We can step out because we have a God who is sure to save us. So go ahead. Listen to God. Come. Step out of the boat. Get your feet wet. Blessed be God, day by day. Amen.